In my experience, the two people that did get busted growing up were both gym teachers.
Yeah, we had one that got, but he didn't get busted. Yeah. He was my gym teacher through elementary school, and then after we moved to Baltimore, we'd been there for about a year, my father sold a subscription to the Rochester newspaper, and he's just like, Stephen, come here. Wasn't this your gym teacher? I'm like, oh, yeah, Mr. Stryker. Oh, God, but when I read it, the only thing I can say about this guy, he wasn't weird with the guy. He did mandate showers. He was that guy. It was like fourth grade, and it was like after square dancing, for Christ's sake. He didn't break a sweat, but whatever. But there was this one little girl that he always just called Princess. And, I mean, we all knew that he was just keen on her, not in the way that we understand it now. But at the time, like, man, what did Nancy something? I'm like, why does he like her so much? You know, he's always sweet to her. He wasn't the nicest guy in the world. And then when I read that, the first thing I thought about was that girl Nancy. And I don't know if he did anything with her or not. Right. She was not the victim in this case. But I'm like, oh. Now, looking back, I will say one thing about this gym teacher. He was that guy. He got busted for what he got busted for. But there was like a trucker hat that was sitting on a table outside of the shower for like 6 weeks. And nobody knew who it was. And me being me, eventually I had to take a poop one time. So I pooped in the trucker's hat. All right. I thought it'd be a funny thing to do. So I pooped in the trucker hat. We go back to whatever our class is after that. And maybe 10 minutes into the class, that door swings open. It's Mr. Stryker. Stryker. I think it was Mr. Stryker. Anyway, that's when I realized it was his hat.
Oh,
man. And so, I mean, he was just beet red. He is screaming at the class. Nobody knew it was his hat, all right? But when he started going, and I dropped a big old log in that thing. So in my mind, I'm like, oh, crap. I thought like another student that left it there. Nobody cared, right? So whatever. Nobody fessed up to it. The next day, somebody ratted my ass out, and it was not good. Mr. Stryker was super mad. Anyway, but once I saw that about him, why he got arrested, I'm like, I'm glad I asked in his hat, man. Yeah.
Good or bad, what image will you always remember seeing? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Scooter. Welcome to the men's room.
Scooter.
Yes, hola.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Gentlemen, I have to be careful with this story. When I was, I don't know how old I was. I was fairly young, like, something like that. I wasn't completely unawares of female interest as a young man, but I wasn't quite prepared for it all. And I went out with an older cousin of mine. We went down. We ended up some dock beach or something. And I'm kind of tagging along with the older cousin. And this what I assume is just a wonderful, nice woman, a slightly robust. Redhead was Sunday, and she had shorts so tight that she had a proverbial red forest sprouting out from the nether region.
Okay. All right.
And it sort of traumatized me.
It traumatized
me? I told Steve in the office earlier, man, like one of the things that's burned into my brain is we had the community pool and the ladder in the deep end where the diving boards were. And they were a little bit higher up, you know what I mean? It was just not a big deal. But the woman in front of me who just went before me, she was having a hard time pulling herself up, and this was the 70s. And, I mean, I looked up because I'm looking up at the ladder, man, and it's half of it's in, half of it's out. And I'd never seen one either, and I was just like,
how old were you?
Yeah. Man, 7, 8 years old.
So you're just like, what is going on?
I didn't understand. I was like, Jesus Christ, what is going on there, man?
That was exactly my experience, Miles. I don't recall my age, but it was just like just a tad too much information, and it kind of traumatized me. I've never been really proper with hair.
Yeah.
You think that ruined it for you?
Yeah, I really do.
All right. Okay.
That's fair, man.
Thanks.
I just didn't understand what I was seeing.
I would not have known. When I was 8, I think it was, my brother and his buddy, they got their hands on a Penthouse magazine, which I did not know at the time, but the two of them come out of his garage. They see me in the front yard, and they thought I was going to be grossed out or freaked out or whatever. So Jack, his buddy, I remember he opens up this Penthouse centerfold. I don't know what they thought it was going to do for me. And at that age, you can't piece it all together. But I'm like, I do not know why. And I don't know how to explain this. I like women. I like what I'm seeing right here. But it's burned in my head. I could tell you exactly how she trims. I remember exactly her hairstyle. I remember exactly the color of her hair. I remember her pose. I could not do that with any other centerfold or piece of porn I've seen in my life. That one I remember because it was the first time. And I'm like, daddy, like, I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I do not know why, but I want to see more of that.
Good or bad, what image will you always remember seeing? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So this one's pretty graphic. Last year, I drive a commercial dump truck for a living. I was working night, coming southbound I-5 around Everett, like Everett-Linwood, 164th area.
All right.
Yeah. One of those crotch rocket motorcycles flying down the on-ramp probably gets up to about $120 and smacks dead into the back of a pickup.
Ooh.
Killed instantly. And it's, woo. it's something I'll never be able to get out of my head, watching him fly off that bike. I mean, he was dead before he hit the ground.
Did you pull over?
I did not. I was two lanes over, and he was obviously, when after the collision, he ended up on the shoulder, and I had to haul ass. I had to get the heck out of there, man.
Yeah.
It was bad.
That is brutal, man.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I saw the same thing going northbound, just north of 164th. I saw the aftermath of that one, and it's like, I've seen so many accidents doing in my profession. It's unreal. It's disgusting.
Yeah. I can't imagine being EMT. I really cannot.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be a job. I think it'd be hard to come home sometimes and eat dinner.
When do you have a good day? Do you have a good day because you did not get a call? You know, like, this is my job, but the best day I can have is when nothing happens.
Yeah. And it's every day. Though, a dump truck got in an accident today with a car, and the driver of that car didn't make it.
Well, jeez. EMTs have good days, too. There's sometimes you get there
and save a life.
Mm-hmm. Correct. But, I mean, having enough friends that have had that job, like, it weighs on people.
It has to.
Right? You're dealing with, you know, same way, and like sometimes for cops, it weighs on them because you're dealing even with good people generally doing bad stuff.
Yeah.
Even if it's a traffic violation, they're not in a good mood. Nobody wants to see at that point. So for the EMTs, just a couple friends I've had, like, I don't think they realized what it was doing to their brain till after a while, where it's like,
well, I think you have to compartmentalize, right? You have to. And then at some point, maybe the weekend, when you just kind of let your brain breathe a little bit, like, oh God, do morticians. Have a good day. Right? Because you're not there at the scene. You know, but depending who the victim is or how severe it is, like, does that weigh on it? I just feel like if you deal with dead bodies all the time, what's the tipping point where you're like, this is too much?
I don't know. I can't speak to morticians. I had a friend.
What good are you?
Her father worked at a funeral home.
Yeah.
But he just kind of did it for extra money on the side. And he was just
side hustle.
Right. He was just like the guy that would greet you and stuff. But he was a very nice man. You know what I mean? Like, I went to grade school with her for years. Like, I that guy died, but I miss him. Like, he was that good of a dude. So for him, he didn't have bad days. And he just looked at it as like, I'm here to comfort people.
Okay.
The morticians, I don't know. I can only speak to the firemen. I just know my two buddies really struggled. I think it was more the compartmentalization
for
years. And then something happens or triggers it. You know what I mean? It's almost like PTSD for veterans.
And I felt bad. My aunt died in October, November, whichever it was. And I flew down to Texas for a funeral. And if you know her, it's no surprise. But even in death, this woman had more freaking costume changes than Cher or Madonna. I mean, it's, and if you know her, you're like, of course. But at some point, 5 costume changes total, I believe.
While being passed on.
From the time the funeral started and we can view her, and then you get to wherever else you're going and she's wearing something else, and there's a third, because this is, apparently she wrote out exactly how she wanted this thing to go down before her death, right? Because she had cancer for a while, so she knew it was coming. And but she had written out how she wanted this thing to go down. And I'm only smiling because, again, if you knew her, you're like, of course. But anyway, 5 costume changes, and when they finally interned her ass, you know, she's in a completely different outfit. But in my brain, all I could think is like, who has to do this?
You
know,
funeral home.
Are they? I know, but are they like, look, man, you know, we put you something and then we bury you. But with my aunt, like, we have to keep taking your body out of whatever it's in, redress you, put it in whatever position, put you in a different vessel, I will leave it at that, for you to go from one place to the other. But it just blew my mind, like, this has to be a weird day. You keep undressing a dead body, and nobody has this many requests. Seriously, like, Cher changes clothes fewer times during a concert than this woman did being dead.
Our question, good or bad, what image will you always remember seeing? 206-803-ROCK.